Good evening. Welcome. To get started, go deeper, ask a whole life healing coach. My name is Kay Spooner, and I welcome you to the call. Today, where I am in the central U.S., it is August 13th, 2020. And this call is being recorded and will be available in the resources section at dralexanderlloyd.com. Today we want to answer any questions that you might have that are in the way of your using Dr. Alex's products effectively, particularly the healing codes, others of the products that you might have added to your repertoire. We'll be talking about those. We hope you'll be able to ask your question, and it will be then valuable to those who are listening by recording or others of us who are on the call. So I ask you all to join in and let us help each other this evening. Let me read our disclaimer before we begin. Tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. The healing codes and trilogy and the other products are not intended to diagnose or to treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, we encourage you to seek a trusted medical professional. The healing codes, though, and other products deal with issues of the heart, and it's on these spiritual issues that we'll focus our attention. So, welcome again. My name is Kay Spooner, and I have just at the beginning of last month passed my 17th anniversary of being on Dr. Alex's team, working as a coach with him. So, welcome to you. Glad you're here this evening. Your questions are very important to us, as I was mentioning, and in a little bit we'll get to you asking them, and I'll be sure to tell you how to do that, how to let me know you've got a question. So in the meantime, I'd like for us to do a basic trilogy together, and I hope that you are familiar with trilogy. It is the latest of Dr. Alex's coding processes, and it is, if you're not familiar with it, you can find it at dralexanderlloyd.com and just search for trilogy training and you'll find videos to teach you how to do it. Meantime, I will direct you through it, and it'll take longer than Dr. Alex's 3 minutes to do it, but we'll do it together, and you can be comfortable then following along with us. So we'll do that in a moment, and I think that I'm going to add something this evening to that. Dr. Alex did a session on Wednesday about 3 weeks ago, I think, maybe four, about stimulating the vagus nerve. And one of the processes that he talked about in order to do that was a breathing process. And since he talked about that on that Wednesday, I have been inserting that breathing process into my middle minute, quote-unquote, the healing codes portion of the trilogy process. And I've enjoyed how that's felt. So I think I'm going to try that with you this evening, and we'll see what you think about it. Excuse me just a moment. I'll be right back. Okay, thank you. Felt a sneeze coming on there. All right. So I'd like to do that with you. So let's get ourselves here. I'm sure you were doing something before you got here. You were either anxious to be on the call, or you were anxious to finish something up, or you were distracted by something else. So now get your mind here. Feel yourself in your seat, or on your bed, or wherever you are, at your table. get present in the moment with this group of people who accepts what we're doing, considers it valuable, and is ready to share their energy, positive energy and any other grace or help they might be able to give you. So get here. Deep breath in and out. You may have to go out first to make room. Use your belly breath. Now, I'll encourage you to do a scan. Just that, kind of think from the top, be aware, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, moving kind of like they would do an MRI or something. Just move down your body and feel any place that might have some tension, some tightness, some pain, some discomfort of some kind, and just notice it. I hope that we'll remember at the end of this process to scan again to see if anything's changed. Just do that all the way down. Notice how you're feeling, what's going on in your body. Okay. Now, as we begin this trilogy this evening, we'll begin with part one, which is the tapping. And then we'll do the healing codes portion, and then we'll do the portion that deals with the governing and conception meridians. And I'll give, as I said, I'll give you some direction in that. But as we do it, I want you to first think about something that, some issue that you would like to be resolved, something that you would like to change, something that is bothering you now. And when we get to the healing codes portion, we'll do our kind of standard healing codes prayer about that. But I'd like for you to think about it first before we begin. Okay. So, here we go. We're going to tap. We're going to tap at the inner eyebrow. And then at the outer eyebrow, and we're asking and we're hoping that the energy pathways will be opened during this process. And tap under the eye. Be very careful there. Don't bruise yourself. Upper lip, between your lower lip and chin. Collarbone near the midline. Sore spot. If you don't know where that is, go down about 3 inches from your collarbone and out toward your armpit, about 3 or 4 inches. You can search for your own later. Center of your chest. Under your arm. Below the nipple. Now, on your hand, with palm facing down, we're tapping near the side of the nail on the thumb and on the pointer finger, index finger, middle finger. Now go to the outside of the hand on the pinky near the nail. And then on what we call a karate spot, that soft spot on the side of your hand. Okay, now tap on the back of your hand. We call this 9G. So tap on the back of your hand between, up about an inch from the webbing of between your pinky and your ring finger. And keep tapping there while we do this eye exercise. Hold your head real still. Open your eyes. Close. Open. Look down left, down right, up and over to down left. Back up and over to down right. Hum. And count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And hum. Okay. At the end of quote minute one. We're going to start minute two. We're going to start with both. This is a healing codes position. So both hands pointing at the bridge. And we'll do our prayer first. We ask and pray that images and beliefs and cellular memories that are the cause of or related to, and here's your blank to fill in for whatever's bothering you most. Be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love, the light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Now, I'm going to add this breathing thing. We're going to breathe in for a count of three, hold for a count of six, and breathe out for a count of nine. So again, both hands bridge, and here we go. Breathe in. Hold. And out. Both hands, Adam's apple. Breathe in. Hold. And breathe out. Both hands, jaws. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Both hands, temples. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Healing Codes 2 position. Left hand palm at the base of the skull. Right hand palm on the forehead. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Switch hand positions. Left hand forehead, right hand base of the skull. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Both hands, low belly. So put your thumbs stacked up on your belly button and let your hands fall on your low belly. We're going to breathe again. Breathe in. Hold. Out. Okay. Now we'll go to the minute three. Just keep your hands in the position they are, but move them down to the base of your torso as much as you can. And we're going to move right up the midline, which is the conception meridian, and we're going to go over the top of the head and go down as far as we can on the governing meridian, which will be to the base of the skull. So here we go. Moving up, we're asking that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it would flow through balance and open energy centers. And we're moving right on up the midline of the body, and up over the forehead and crown to the base of the skull. Okay. Return your hands to the base of your torso, both hands. And this time we're going to move up, and if you feel like you need to stop someplace, if something tells you that you need to give a position on your body extra attention, then stop there for just a moment. then move on to the next and the next and stop wherever you need to. And I'm proceeding at the throat now. And then over forehead, crown, base of the skull. And one last time, we're going to start at the base and just move relatively quickly and smoothly right up the midline. The body right up and over the top to the base of the skull. All right. Relax. Take that deep breath in and out. If you need to go out first, do that. Scan again and see if anything has changed, if you notice anything different. All right. Thank you for joining me with that. Appreciate it. All right. Thank you for being here. Now we're ready, I think, for your questions and comments and observations or whatever. Tell me what you think about that breathing process in the middle of there. If it was difficult for you, if it distracted, or if it was helpful, or what you might think about it. Those who have a keypad in front of you, came on with a phone keypad, press star 2 to raise your hand on my screen, and it'll come up with a number in it so I can tell who and what order you have signaled me. And those of you who are on the web, you can type your question, comment in your chat box there on your screen, and I will get over there at least once or twice during the session to check that, make sure that we're taking care of you too. So, again, welcome. So let me know who wants to ask a question. You came for a reason this evening. I'm glad you're here, but I would like to know why you came. I would like to know what your question is and how we can help you. Because that's what I'm here for. So again, my name is Kay Spooner, and I've been a coach with Dr. Alex for 17 full years now, and I'm glad to be here with you this evening. All right, we have someone with their hand up. Patricia, go ahead. Good evening.
Good evening, Kay. Thank you so much for that. First, I will provide feedback about the breathing. I think it did help, actually. I feel more relaxed than I did in the beginning. And
good.
So I don't know if I can incorporate that in my own coding. I can try. It was nice to have you leading it, but I suppose I can, you know, just hold. It's it's 3, 6, and 5, right?
3, 6, 9.
Oh, 3, 6, 9.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought you said 5. Good thing I asked. Okay.
Yeah, 3, 6, 9. And after you get... If you get comfortable with that and it feels like you're very comfortable with it, you can go to 6, 9, 12.
Oh, let me write this down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you start with 3 in, 6
yeah.
holding, and
right.
9 exhaling.
Okay.
And then if you get really comfortable with that, and many of us are because many of us have been doing breathing exercises with Dr. Alex for a long time. So if you're comfortable with that and want to stretch it, you can go to 6 in, 9 holding, and 12 exhaling.
Okay, great. I'm writing this down. If you're comfortable. Now, what kind of breathing has he done with you? Is it with the coaches or with some exercise that I'm not familiar with?
This happened to be on a Wednesday call.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can figure out which one it was. Just a moment.
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Got a file here I can look at.
Thanks.
It was on the 22nd of July. 22nd
okay.
of July. And
okay,
the name of it, the name of the thing on Wednesday, it was called the Calm Switch. And he talked about activating the vagus nerve for a calming effect.
Great. That's what happened.
And that's the one he talked about specifically. There were others that he referred to, and he says you can find a lot of them online, but that's the one he was talking about.
Well, if I'm going to look online, what would I look under?
Vagus nerve exercises or vagus nerve activation.
Oh, okay. All right, I will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I like it too. I like this little slower, more contemplative healing code work. So this kind of lets me do that, you know. Get a little more time with my coding positions than I would get with just doing a trilogy way.
Yeah.
Anyway, he did not suggest that we incorporate it into trilogy. I've just been doing that.
Okay.
Myself.
Into
the healing code part. Yeah. He did not suggest that during this thing on Wednesday that he said. But I thought, you know what? I think I'm going to try that. So I did, and I thought maybe I would try it with you. So thank you.
I'm glad you did.
Okay.
Now, how did he suggest that we should use it just on its own?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll definitely go back into the archive and listen to that, Dr. Alex's discussion on it on July 22nd. Other than that, did he guide the coaches or even healing codes people in about breathing in other ways?
Not lately, but a long time ago we did a lot of belly breathing and even a lot of fast belly breathing once upon a time.
With the Q codes,
yeah,
right?
Q codes.
So he worked
when we added when we added Q codes, that was a lot of
I remember that. I mean, I wasn't part of that. I'm not a coach. I assume you're talking about he did it with the coaches to show them how. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. I had got the Q codes, and I tried them, and I really like the healing codes best. Anyway, another thing, I just want to say how important these calls are, especially now, because I hardly see anybody. I'm not at my going to my office, and it's so nice to have it's more than nice. It's really a precious thing to have your familiar voice on this call, just to know that a friend is there, you know, in such a healing way on Thursday nights. So
thank you. I appreciate you saying that. I will share that with the other ladies.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
You can say it again when they're on the other weeks.
It really means a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you. Another question I have is, I think sometime last year I asked you about it, and I'll ask you again because Dr. Alex had the gentleman who invented Halo on recently, and I believe you had told me you had purchased one of the editions of it, and I would like to ask you again if you use it regularly or what you got it for, and is it helping? Has it helped?
I use it to treat my water. All the time. All my drinking water is treated with Halo by the Halo process. I have used it occasionally for topical things, like pain somewhere or another. But since, I tell you what, I'm feeling so much better since I took off 43 pounds that my knees don't hurt anymore. I mean, I can almost say they don't hurt anymore. I don't notice my knees at all. And so I've not been using it on my body, but I have been treating my water. I loan mine. I have the Halo Blue. So I loan it to a family in our church, and they have 9 children.
Mm-hmm.
And she treats all their water, and then she uses it for whatever is going on in their family. In fact, they keep it at their house most of the time, and then I go get it, treat my week's worth of water, and take it back. And they keep it at their house most of the time. because they have things that come up. You know, kids get bungs and,
yeah.
and nicks and cuts and owies and this and that. And she uses it for that. And she uses it particularly to boost their immune systems.
Oh.
She talks to me about that. She's done a good job. I gave her the documentation that went with it. She's read it all. She, you know, she looks for detox. She uses it for detox when she thinks there's some kind of something going on with her, somebody in the family. She uses it for that. Their mother, the grandmother of the children, had knee replacement surgery. She had both knees replaced, as a matter of fact, and I loaned it to her to use. As a matter of fact, I loaned the other one. I have two. I ordered the blue, and they didn't have a blue in stock, so they sent me the one below that in power. Until I could get a blue one to me. And so I have both of those. So I loaned the silver one to Grandma when she had her knees replaced, and she kept it and used it for her knee replacement during her therapy time. And she said it helped her a lot. So, you know, I mean, that's what I have from my own experience.
Yeah.
I just use it all for all my drinking water.
Now, it's interesting. I like to know that people notice the difference, and you say this grandmother did notice that it helped.
Yes.
So
yeah,
you...
and Katrina, when she uses it for the kids, she notices it, and she notices the difference in herself. She says she can feel a difference when she uses the immune system vial. Particularly, she feels a different. I don't know exactly how she feels it, but she feels. She
no, but
she
how
feels
does she use?
Difference.
Do you know how she uses it on how
well,
any of them
she
use it?
She uses it, I'm sure, under her tongue.
Oh. You put the glass. Is it a glass vial or something?
No, you just shine it. You just shine the light.
Oh.
Through the vial. The light shines through the vial. To pick up the signatures of whatever's in the vial and transfer them. The light transfers them to your body.
So you have to hold it near enough to your mouth to shine the light under your tongue? Is that how it's done?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it's just for a few seconds.
Interesting.
Just for 10 seconds or 15
I'm
seconds.
I'm highly intrigued. I'd love to get one, and at some point I may do that. Not quite yet, but I mean,
it's pretty
investment.
Amazing. It is. They've got that new one now that is called a mini blue, I think.
Yeah.
And that if I were going to get a set, that's what I would get now, is the mini blue. It uses the same size vials as my blue does, but it's just a smaller. It's a smaller flashlight, quote unquote.
Gee. So this is so interesting. Your actual friend, she uses it to detox. But does she know that it's doing that? I mean, does she know?
I don't know. She thinks it's valuable, so I mean, she uses it all the time.
Yeah.
So.
And she uses it. Okay.
She uses it on kids' ouchies and, you know.
So do they always
to
use
help
it?
To help it heal. Did you see
help? To help
I don't.
Heal?
You probably didn't see it. I get emails from Halo every once in a while, and the guy who probably was on with Dr. Alex, he got bit by his dog.
Oh, recently?
And he sent out a picture. He sent pictures of the wound took it immediately, and then he showed pictures, just not very long. He used the light on it, and it within not very long, it was completely healed. And it was an ugly, thing on his hand.
Oh.
And it just healed up beautifully. You know, just.
Gee.
In, I mean, not in days, but you know, in a lot less time than you would think it would need to take
and
to do that.
Do you
the doctors, of course, he went to the doctors to get it. Looked at, of course, and. Maybe even stitched, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But the doctors were real pleased with that. Let me see if I can
Yeah, you could send it to me if you wouldn't mind. I'd love to see it, the healing. So did the doctors give him antibiotics or anything, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I suspect they must have done something. But, I mean, you're not going to leave somebody like that. You know, if you're a doctor, you're not going to just look and walk out the door. But this speeded up the healing is what I'm getting the impression.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's see. Let me see what it says. Let me just read it. I was involved in a dog bite incident with my own personal dog, for which I ended up going to the ER for sutures. Okay. Within 24 hours, I was back in the ER having emergency surgery. The surgery was immediately scheduled due to the infection spreading to my ligaments, bones, and bloodstream. As I was going into surgery, I was told I had less than a 10% chance of keeping my finger and more than likely my hand. I spent a total of 3 nights in the hospital. Keep in mind, this is all taking place during COVID-19. I say this so you can fully understand how serious this was. When I was released from the hospital, I was instructed to continue taking antibiotics for the next 30 days, again, all along being told that an amputation was very likely and to prepare myself.
Horrible.
As soon as I got home, I started using my Halo light system and drinking the charged water for the next 6 days. Upon my follow-up and with the specialist, he could not believe how fast the healing process had taken place. The doctor said, "I have surgically fixed a lot of hands in my day, but this one I will remember, truly a miracle. I thought for sure I would be scheduling an amputation." So I kept using the Halo system as my daily therapy. 30 days later, I have full movement of my finger and very little swelling or pain. My scars are healing fast, and again, my doctor was very surprised. This isn't that guy. This is somebody else. This isn't that guy that did it, because it says, I will be purchasing my own magic wand. I have included some photos, day surgery, day one pre-surgery, day six post-surgery, and 30 days out. So this is somebody else who borrowed this system to use.
I see. So it wasn't Dr. Thomas.
No, it wasn't Dr. Thomas. I thought it was.
But it was an associate of his,
somebody who,
apparently.
It was somebody who wrote in to tell him how wonderful it was. Boy, this
scissor
looks terrible.
Wow. I'm impressed.
So then there's something in here that talks about how does it work. It says the halo photons are absorbed in the first few millimeters of the epidermis, and as the photons pass through the skin, the more superficial tissues absorb them. However, as photons enter the body, they create a powerful physiological effect by inducing local metabolic changes and the creation of secondary messengers. Secondary messengers are molecules that relay signals received at receptors on the cell surface that target molecules in the cell membrane and within the nucleus of the cell to modify physiological and genetic information. And so it says this is how, and it's got a picture, but anyway, this is how photonic botanical energies quickly create systemic effects. This physical process aids in the body's natural healing process. So anyway.
He's addressing the DNA itself?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Gee.
So it's really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing thing, really.
Well, do you know which vial to use for what?
It comes with some kind of instructions. Yeah, yeah. They're not specific because he can't prescribe, but
right. They
are specific as to what these botanicals have been used for across the world.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what's in this file and what these things have been used for across the world and across the centuries.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it goes. But
okay.
Because he gets in trouble otherwise. But anyway.
I understand. No, it's great.
So,
I'd like to get one at some point. I really would.
Well, I think we've done a pretty good commercial here. So maybe we better go. I don't have any other hands up, or I wouldn't have been going on so long. But if others of you have comments or questions, we'd be glad to hear them. Thank you, Patricia.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
And we have someone from Ontario. Yes. Good evening.
Hi, this is Lori calling.
Hello, Lori.
Hi. I had a couple of questions about, I use EFT and healing codes, and
okay.
I've also had a recent health scare, and because it's a pandemic, I couldn't go, you know, seek medical attention and stuff like that in Canada. I've been trying to do a lot of energy work to deal with it. What's happened is my abdomen just started swelling up like lymphedema, and I've recently gotten at least half of the swelling to go down, and I've also incorporated fasting to help with my body and health. So, but my question is kind of like comparing EFT to healing codes, and I think the health problem started around the time that they, you know, called it a pandemic, and I think I'm holding anxiety and stuff like that in my body, and so I also had extremely bad lung constriction, which started last fall, so I'm pretty sure it wasn't from coming in contact with the virus, because we've been, you know, staying home and stuff. But anyways, that's 90% healed now, and I've been doing
good.
A lot of work.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, my question has to do with releasing things, because when I don't normally feel anxious, like, but I was really bad in the last few weeks because this whole health thing got really bad really fast. And so I had the legacy thing with the healing codes, so I noticed the releasing negative emotions. So I was making sure I did the first three, which is fear to love, sadness to joy, or hopelessness, because I felt very hopeless too, and then anxiety to peace. And I noticed, though, that he talks about transforming these, you know, emotions that way, but in EFT, the conversation is more like, you know, we release the emotions. So I was just wondering, if I release the emotions, then they can't be transferred, or if I transfer them, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure this out. You understand what I'm getting at?
I don't know if you can do a one-to-one comparison there.
Okay.
Alex comes from a biblical understanding.
Okay.
So transformation is the way that he thinks about things that were bad becoming good. You know, or things that were not harming any longer, is because
they
found good in them, because instead of, you know, not just that they went away, but there was something positive on the other side of it. You know, the other side of the coin was positive. So I think that might be, I don't know what the man who did EFT, I don't know what his faith background is, but
I
think that's where the transformation idea comes to for Alex.
Okay.
And that's a real strong biblical concept, transformation is. So, I'm not sure you can do a one-on-one comparison there.
Okay.
But you can do both. You can release, and you can transform the memory. You know, you can release the emotion and transform the memory.
Okay.
Or you can, you know, maybe that would be more, make more sense to your mind.
Yeah, that does. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Okay, good. All right.
And I know,
thank you,
like, the Bible verse, perfect love casts out fear, so that's, you know, that makes sense to me too, that we're
okay.
going to bring that
casting
in.
Out, not just
So that's a form of releasing, you know, that emotion.
Yes, it is.
And replacing it with love.
Right.
So that makes sense. But I'm just curious about how to deal with my response to the pandemic. Like, it's really affected my health. And I'm working really hard doing a lot of things to try to, you know, reverse this stuff. But what do you recommend people can do to deal with all the emotions that I'm probably storing in my body?
Well,
using healing codes.
What I do is just pray a lot. But and that's what I encourage everybody to do, is just do a lot of thought about how blessed we are, a lot of blessing counting, a lot of remembering that at least 365 times in the scripture it says, fear not. God says, fear not.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, I know that doesn't help a whole lot when we just automatically fear. But
yeah,
it's a matter of trusting God to do what he's going to do.
Right.
I think, here we go, folks. This is my opinion. All right, we're in my opinion field here. It seems to me that these things don't happen without God's knowledge and sometimes instigation, sometimes allowance for a purpose.
Right.
That, you know, that there's a purpose. So my prayer has been a lot that all the purposes that I can think of, you know, and I'm certainly not God and can't think the way he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
He says, your thoughts are not my thoughts and your ways not my ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see that there are things happening that this condition in our world
mm-hmm.
has brought about. And I think there are a lot of good things that it's brought about. And now we've had to deal with our fear. We've had to face it. We've had to realize we have it, and maybe even see that our faith is not in as good a shape as we thought it was, which should drive us or draw us closer to God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which should cause us to run to him and
not
quiver in fear over at the edge of darkness somewhere. But I trust, and that's a form of belief, that's a form of faith. I trust that God is doing what he wants to accomplish.
Right.
And if that means I'm going to be sick, then there's something for that to be accomplished. If that means somebody I love is going to be sick or die,
mm-hmm.
there is something to be... And that sounds pat, and I don't mean for it to be.
No.
But it really is where I am in my faith walk.
Yeah.
I'm not just putting that on. I really do feel that way. I really don't consider this life to be the best there is.
I have a very childlike faith and very similar to yours. I just trust God, but the lung condition I had was so bad that I would just stand up and be gasping for breath. And
no,
it was
I'm sorry.
Very fearful.
Well, I'm glad that you've been able to get that.
Yeah. So using the healing codes, I ended up, you know, you always try to think of earlier memory. So I've been doing a lot of energy work, like 3 hours a day at least.
Yes, good.
Addressing all these early memories. And I don't ever feel like I've fully, like I thought a couple of years ago I addressed this situation, but it seems like it's back now, but it's like a different emotion. Like before it was powerlessness, now it's fear, because the COVID thing was bringing up fear more for me. Like not being able to breathe is very fearful. So So yeah. I addressed, I had to go back to those early memories with fear then. Is that kind of how this process goes?
Yeah, that can well be. Have you heard the teaching that we've done or from somebody else maybe about your stress barrel or about the stress links? Dr. Ben used to talk about we all have weak links in our physiology, in our emotional life or whatever, that are the places that break when we stress.
Okay.
And they can be set up by generational issues,
mm-hmm.
like heart problem, physiological generational
yeah.
issues, or maybe emotional generational issues like depression or anxiety or those kind of things that run in families, and we kind of inherit a weak link that's where we break when we stress. And it can be the same weak link even if the stresses are different. Right?
Right.
So...
I know for a fact, I was born with a diaphragmatic hernia. That means that my intestines were up in my chest cavity, and my lungs
yeah.
never fully developed before I was born. And then I had
right.
pneumonia at age 3, so lungs are like a
so
weak
you've had, yeah. Yeah, so you've had breathing issues all this time.
Yeah.
So that's maybe your weak link that shows that you're stressed,
yeah.
no matter what the stressor is.
Yeah.
So that's okay. That's a good way to do it, because when we have these memories, they're not just one emotion. There are a whole bunch of things involved in those
yeah.
traumatic memories that we have. So it's okay to go get more healing out of the same ones. That's all right.
And I have to go back to when I was 14, I was in hospital because the diaphragmatic hernia happened again. And I was in the hospital for 2 months at age 14, being constantly disrobed by hospital staff for
yeah.
medical procedures and left naked in front of people and in puberty and all this stuff. So, and this
yeah.
went on for 2 months. So there's a lot of events. And
yeah.
is there a way to wrap them, bundle them, and get it?
Well, yeah, you can bundle them. Your heart knows those all go together. I wouldn't,
yeah.
unless one just sticks out for you and is particularly traumatic, you might give it more attention. But
right.
yes, you can bundle them. Your heart knows they all belong together.
Okay, because I
yeah.
often have that, and it's just, I guess I've, the chart is going away for the most part, finally, because I've been dealing with this for a few years now. So, trying to address it with healing codes.
Good.
And I actually...
Well, I'm glad you're making some progress. I'm glad
yeah.
you've been able to notice some help here.
Yeah, and I've actually lost a significant amount of weight, 150 pounds.
Wow.
Since dealing with these things.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I am getting success, but I don't know. It just seems like it's such a long process.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Living is a long process, isn't it? And trying to get better all the time. It is a long process.
And I just
yeah.
wonder why I've been traumatized so much, by different things in my life.
I don't know. I
really
couldn't answer that.
What's that? Pardon?
I said I certainly don't have any answer for that.
Yeah, except God does have a purpose for it. So.
Well, the disciples asked one time, why was this man born blind? Was it his sin or his parents?
Yeah.
And Jesus said it was for the glory of God.
Right.
So,
yeah.
There you go. Maybe
so many
that's
times
it.
I've had the leading cause of death thing happen to me, like pneumonia for a 3-year-old, that's the leading cause of death for
yeah.
that age group.
Yeah.
And just being born with a diaphragmatic hernia, that's another, and then when I was 14 and it happened again, I had a 50-50 chance of surviving the surgery, just all this
wow.
stuff. So I think God got a purpose for me. So
yeah, I think he has too, and I'm sure you're living it out. whether you realize what it is or not.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you for sharing with us, Lori.
Thank you for your comments about God's purpose. That's very helpful.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Patricia, you have a comment?
Yes, I do. I didn't catch that nice lady's name from Toronto, was it?
Her name's Laurie from Ontario somewhere. I don't know if it's Toronto.
Oh, sorry, Laurie from Ontario. Yes, was talking, I can totally relate to the fear and the problems she had, not the specific problems, but just in general, wanting, you know, to reaching out to, you know, find answers to make herself, to let herself be less troubled. I have an idea. What I do is I code to a book of affirmations I have, but I'm thinking it might also be a wonderful idea to do a healing code to the different psalms in the Bible. Like, let's say the 23rd psalm, you say one of the phrases and you do a position, and then you go to the next one and you do a position, so, and then with the breathing too. I mean, that would make it really strong, and you're taking in God's message in an energetic way, and I think you can do that with various of the psalms are there for comfort and guidance and healing. You know, the 91st one's wonderful.
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah, and it gives you a way to take your energy of fear and to direct it into the healing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not so abstract as just thinking that that's the thing to do. As you do this as an exercise, and I know it helps me when I do it with my book of affirmations. They're long guided affirmative meditations, and I take one phrase at a time, and then I do a code position, and it takes me quite a while to complete one of these things, and I don't always do it in one sitting anyway, but the point is,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're
yes.
feeding this good stuff into your whole being, and
yes.
And you're taking your time with it. Another thing she mentioned, are you one of you both, I also have thought over the years that, oh my goodness, it's taking so long to heal, to address these things, and recently I'm finally coming to the realization that that's fine. I mean, when I'm doing my affirmative prayer, I'm taking longer to do it, but I'm getting less impatient while it is taking longer because I'm in the presence of this healing, and that's the time that it takes. And it's not like it needs to be faster. This is the correct measure of time that life is taking, and yeah, to tune in to the God energy takes you into that space, I think, of just realizing that this is the time that we're using, and it's the right amount of time, whatever it takes to heal. That's good time, good well spent time, and it's not taking too long. If you're, you know, addressing these things. And one more point I'd like to bring out is that I think all these problems, these chronic problems I have certainly had over the years, they're all signals to get closer to God. That's what they're for. That is what they are for. And when you do that, and when you take it seriously and take the time and turn to God, it makes such a difference, and it is part of the healing. And then you know, okay, that's why I had to feel so crummy. And I've been going through a lot of this lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I haven't, you know, I need to get close to God. I need to spend my time in the morning, time in the evening, and things do go so much better when you do. For me, that means doing my healing codes with affirmative prayer. And it's the difference between night and day. And when I'm having an off time, then I usually know, okay, I haven't done my coding, or I didn't do it first, or whatever. Sometimes that's the case. I don't know if 100% that's the case, but I'm just telling you my experiences, some of them. So whatever it's worth.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
you're
that.
Welcome.
I'm going to mute you now. Thank you, Patricia.
Okay, thanks.
There was a child, a little boy, who had had a really rough start in his life, and his great-grandmother and grandfather brought him to live with them. And she happens to be in my Bible study every week. And he did, you know, relatively well for a while, and then suddenly he began to not be able to go to sleep without one of them with him in their bed. Either he'd have to come get in their bed, or they'd have to go lie down with him until he could go to sleep. He couldn't settle without them right nearby. And I asked them if they'd let me try something. And I went out and taught him just the basic four-position healing code, and taught him to sing Jesus Loves Me and change positions with the phrases. And then sing God Is So Good and change positions with the phrases. And he would go through both those songs, and then he'd go through them again. And it was a matter of just less than 2 weeks, much less than 2 weeks, I think, maybe just a little over a week, and he was going to bed by himself and sleeping through the night and not having any more problems. And that's one thing I thought of early on when I first became a Healing Codes coach. I was hoping there would be someone who would come up with children's songs to go with these motions. You know how little kids like to sing with actions, like action songs? And I thought it would be really great if we could do some kind of Healing Codes action songs for kids. But anyway, that's what I did. I just used ones that I already knew and he already knew, and put the actions to them, and he was better. And I thought, so that was a combination of letting of the truth of God's love and the truth of his awareness of us, at the same time that the energy input is happening, and it was really effective. So anyway, that was part of my experience on that too. It's much simpler than doing the Psalms like Patricia was saying, but it's another way of modifying things so we can get benefit out of them. So thank you all for joining. We're right at the bottom of the hour now, so I'll tell you what, I'll let you vote. Shall we do another trilogy together or not? If you would like us to do another trilogy together with the breathing like we did at the beginning, would you press star 2? I won't call on you, but I'd just like to see you vote on my screen. So if you want to do another trilogy together, press star 2. And then, okay. All right, so we've got two people who want to. So thank you very much. I'm just going to remove your indicators there. Thank you. So we'll go ahead and do it since there are some of you who want to. So again, get in mind what it is that the issue you want to focus on. And we'll begin. Take a deep breath in and out first. And we'll start with the tapping. Inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow, under the eye, upper lip, chin, collarbone, sore spot, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, thumb, index finger, middle finger, pinky, karate spot, 9G. Eyes open, closed, open, look down left, down right, up and over to down left, back up and over to down right. Hum. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And hum. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Now we'll start with the healing code. So get in the both hands bridge position, and we'll say the prayer. We pray and ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to or causing, and here's your blank. Be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love, the light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Now we'll start the breathing. We'll go in 3, hold 6, and out 9. Ready? Here we go. Use your diaphragm. Hold. Out. Both hands, Adam's apple, in. Hold. Out. Both hands, jaws, in. Hold. Out. Both hands, temples, in. Hold. Out. Left palm, base of the skull, right palm, forehead, in, hold, out, switch hands, switch positions, in, hold, out, low belly, in, hold, out. Okay, and move your hands down lower on your torso, and we're going to move right up the midline of the body, and we're asking that this river of energy that flows through us would be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it would flow through open and balanced energy centers. Over the top and to the base of the skull. Second time, pay attention now to the different areas. Give a little extra time if you need to. Over the top, base of the skull. And one last smooth, relatively quick time. Right up the midline. Relax. Deep breath in and out. Okay, thank you. That feels good. I hope it feels good to you. Any other comments or questions before we go? Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night. Thank you.
Good night, and thanks.
Good night.
Okay. Take care, everybody. Thank you so much.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key.